It's the 21st of September. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A spike in domestic abuse during the pandemic has led to an increase in Bedford homelessness. Information provided by the Ministry of Housing, Communities and Local Government for the previous year showed that 90 families were forced into homelessness and 23 were on the brink of losing their homes due to domestic mistreatment. These numbers show an increase of 52 cases. Women were disproportionately represented. Charities that address domestic abuse are requesting additional government funding to tackle the issue. Overhead wire damage was the cause of train delays between Bedford and Luton yesterday. Thameslink and East Midlands train service were restored at around 8 p.m. A burglar from Dunstable was labelled ridiculously inept by the court reader who sentenced him. Nathan Hickey made several errors while stealing a PlayStation from an assisted living neighbour, first by ignoring the CCTV cameras and then by using his own email address on the victim's laptop to value the gaming system. Mr. Hickey was sentenced to a year in prison. Bedford teenager Eleanor Ware's story, Blood and Water, about prosecuted 17th century Huguenot Protestants living in France, is among five finalists for the BBC Young Writers Award. The award will be presented on the 19th of October. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.